Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Mary, give us your website, tell us how we can find you, and tell us how we can find your book.
Well, Jim, the website is womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz.
And that comes from the name of one of my books, which is The Woman's Advantage,
yeah.
20 Women Entrepreneurs Show You What It Takes to Grow Your Business.
Absolutely. And they can find all the things that you do for your clients there and how to find your book and everything.
That's right. That's the calendar.
Can they find the calendar there?
My calendar is there, and Jim, we just launched our 2013 calendar. I'm so excited about it.
Have you got my order?
I did, actually. Yes, I did. I've got your order.
We buy a sack full every year, folks, and give them away to friends and customers, ladies who these are calendars for ladies. They won't even let me contribute. I've got some great sayings I could give them, but they won't even let me contribute. I thought I could be like the token, you know, masculine voice, but no.
Well, it is, Jim. It's called the Woman's Advantage Shared Wisdom Calendar.
Yeah, and I can share, Mary. I share. But no. Hey, Mary, let's talk. Let's change subjects. Folks, check it out, please. Woman's Advantage, right?
That's right. Womansadvantage.biz.
Okay, you've got some things you've been working on that you call 5 questions your website should answer. What's the first one?
That's right. Well, you know, I'm always stymied, Jim, when I look at people's websites. They've got all this flash going on and sometimes nonsense, and they don't really explain what the heck they do.
Why am I here? You know? Why would I care, right?
Yeah. Why am I even going to look at your website? I look at your website because I want to find out if you do what I'm hoping you do or what I'm thinking you might do.
Right.
So you need to be sure to provide a description of the products or services you offer. You know, and maybe you've got a description
If you go to my website, right on the bar below the headline, my logo, it says, dedicated to helping your small business.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt what you're going to get when you come to my website.
Right, exactly.
The people who kill me, Mary, are the people who actually have something to sell. And you're looking for socks. They sell socks, but you can't find how to get to their socks.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they expect you to go through all these levels of menus to get there, and people aren't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't. The attention spans are getting shorter and shorter.
Yep.
You've got to make it idiot-proof for me to find what your products or services are and how I can buy
them. Let me give you another little tip. Everybody needs a website. I'm sorry, a mobile website now. And a mobile site is a condensed version of your site. And you've got to be able to do what Mary just said and get it in the little screen.
Exactly.
So you better start learning how to convey to people real quickly what you do. And the second thing is why they should care, right?
Exactly. You know, like why you over your competition.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have one shot at that. You're going to have one shot to tell me why it matters, why you're important. A great way to do that, Jim, is to link to articles that you've written.
Right.
Again, you know, mentioning
or that other people have written or an industry, maybe something from the industry could be there.
Yeah, great testimonials.
Yep.
You've got great testimonials from your clients saying, you know, I've got some that say, oh, my gosh, I thought it would take me 5 years to do this. And working with Mary, I've gotten there in 18 months or something like that. You know, so any kind of testimonials like that from other people, and particularly ones who will let you use their name and their company name, are worth their weight in gold. In gold,
absolutely.
Yes.
And also, why should they buy from you, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
How do they buy from you?
Yeah. Right. So you have to make it really clear how they are going to purchase whatever it is you're selling. Because if you don't, if there's any question, if they get hung up, and I'm telling you, Jim, even if your website is slow, they're gone in a flash.
That's right.
They are just
out
of there.
Right.
So it's really important to tell them how they buy, to make it easy for them to buy, and to make it fast, to be sure that.
Because if you don't, if they come to one stumbling block, they're going to go to the next one.
Oh, absolutely.
Womansadvantage.biz, right?
That's right, Jim.
Womansadvantage.biz by BIZ. That's also the title of one of her books. And check out the calendar while you're there. Mary, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. Take care, Jim.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day with more good stuff. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.